The Housing Authority is a state housing authority that was originally set up in 1951 to the city of Saratoga Springs. And the city council does not set salaries for the housing authority. However, they must approve salaries. And if there is a big change in salaries or if new people are hired, the housing authority needs to come in front of the city council to have those approvals. The last time that they have done such was May of 2000, so it's been close to 13 years without them bringing it forth. Once we found of this failing, we went to the board about a year and a half ago and asked them to bring their salaries forth for all the back years that they had not done and also for any increases in salary, and they have refused to do such.
And the issue there being that that's in violation of state and local law?
Correct. It's in violation of our charter. It's in violation of New York state law.
So now the resolution last night is to replace the five appointed members of the board. Why did you think it was necessary at this time to replace those members?
I am not the mayor, so I cannot replace the board members. This was a resolution urging and supporting the mayor, if he feels to do such, to do it. Only the mayor can hire and only the mayor can fire the board members. So I have been basically for the last year trying to have this done. However, the final straw related to a 90-day corrective action plan not being followed or not being responded to the comptroller's report. Apparently, they have now asked for an extension, but since they did not come forth with a corrective action plan, along with not bringing the salaries forth, that's why I felt that this was a failure of not just past boards, but the current board. And I feel that the board should either resign or be replaced.
Now, this comes at a time of increased scrutiny on the authority based on some of their failings, I believe both in their fiscal management and the management of their properties. Can you give us some insight into the recent troubles?
Sure. This first came to light to me as a council member in December 2011 when a Miss Teresa Crocky had come to a public comment period and in tears had said that her unit over in the Stonecrest Apartments, which I think there's about 176 units in a high rise, was infested with bed bugs, and that she had for a long period of time gone to Ed Stokowski, who's the director, and had asked for help, and he basically did nothing. And in a very emotional speech to the city council, she begged for the city council's help and had also talked about intimidation to her, that if she came to the city council, she would be punished. Once that happened, we had actually found out with research that the bed bug problem had gone back to the summer of 2011 and had been existing for quite a while. At the next meeting, we asked for Mr. Spychowski to come in, and he basically dismissed it as a disgruntled employee and that there was only one or two units that were currently affected, and it was basically all cleaned up. During December and January going into 2012, I was receiving over 20 emails or phone calls from residents saying that their whole unit was affected and that, you know, two units was just totally not true. We brought in the Housing Authority in late January of 2012, the board, and again, they basically dismissed it as disgruntled residents. And during that time period, the other things that come about relating to Mr. Spychowski's salary, personal use of vehicles, junkets to Vegas, and many other things. And so that's where I think the scrutiny started to increase. You have to understand that Mr. Spychowski started at the Housing Authority at approximately $78,000 in 2006. He was making a couple dollars under $152,000 in 2012, so he almost doubled his salary. Matter of fact, he was being paid higher than the lieutenant governor of the state of New York, well out of HUD range, well out of range of their own bylaws, and none of those salary increases to date have been brought forth to the city council. And it's just spiraled from that point. And so after 14, 15, 16 months of this, which I've always been a critic of the Housing Authority, I brought forth this resolution, which did not pass last night. It was a 2-2 vote. The mayor could not make the meeting last night due to a health issue. So without the third vote, it was killed.
once the mayor returns, we're assuming shortly in time for the perhaps the next meeting, does this resolution have a chance of passing going forward?
My assumption is no. The mayor has pretty well steadfast protected the board during this process. They are all of his appointees or reappointments, and I can't speak for him, but my assumption is that he will not vote for this resolution.